Is there a story of you when you were in Korea where you were thrown into jail or in the brig, as they say in the military,
yes.
for sending stories back to McAllister?
Yes, I was writing regularly to Howard Cowan at the McAllister News Capital, and he had a column called Sideswipes, and it was the left front page column, and he would put my material there. Suddenly, two CID agents showed up at during Operation Clam Up, during the talks had started at Panmunjom. They arrested me, and I said, "Why?" And said, "You'll find out." I don't know where they drove me. I have no idea, but before I know it, I was in a cell.
You're in a cell. Tell us that.
In Hokkaido.
Right.
And I have sent all this material back, and I didn't know the Army even paid any attention. But apparently the local FBI agent saw some of that stuff. I'd done a story about watching paratroopers on Sakhalin Island, which is adjacent to Hokkaido. Apparently that was really the Russians were parachuting. And I thought it was our side. And I sent that home. And anyhow, he called me in and he said, everything clears through Divardi. That's division headquarters. Everything clears. Every single word. If one word appears in your hometown newspaper or anywhere else that you wrote, I'll court-martial you. God, I was sissified little old kid anyhow, but not bad for a little sissified kid who lost his first boxing match and came home with a bronze star. I got a bronze star. My brother Johnny made it a career, 3 tours in the helicopters in Vietnam. Boy, when he came home, he said, one morning he was telling me, he said, when they took fire from a village, women and children and old men and everybody, and he said, he was crew chief on Puff the Magic Dragon, a Gatling gun. They just mowed them all down. And he had trouble living with that. And so when he was discharged, at first, he was pretty normal. But then finally he went out to Krebs Lake, wrote his left will and testament. No funeral. And what his belongings were to go to his children. And committed suicide. PTSD is not new, by the way.
And so it was his war experience that drove him to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. He was telling me, he said, "I can't sleep. I'm taking everything at Woods Drug Number 2. That was a local drugstore. And every kind of sleeping potion. And he said, and I tried drinking, and I just get up sicker than a dog.
Because it was your brother Johnny who died.
Yeah, he committed suicide. He's 3 tours in the helicopters in Vietnam. He made it a career. He served his 20 years and had retirement pay, and he moved back to McAllister. And I was going through McAllister to Wilburton to speak to the faculty convocation when I had breakfast with him, and he told me about the village and the Gatling gun. Made me sick to my stomach.
And I want to make sure this is clear then. Your brother who died at Heartbreak Ridge, his name was?
That was Kevin.
Kevin.
Carl Kevin Troy. Carl Kevin Troy.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you lost two brothers
to
conflicts.
Yeah.